Well, as promised, we have a big announcement for you today. We have on the phone with us Heather Fleshinsky. Heather is like the brainchild behind One Fest. That was a brand new Christian music festival that took place up in the Chippewa Falls area last year. And they are planning, getting everything ready for One Fest 2019. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning to you, Darla.
It has been so much fun working with you guys. And I tell you what, I loved One Fest 2018. We just had such a good time, such a nice area to have it in. And everything went so well. And the bands were great. And the atmosphere was great. So we are really looking forward to 2019 and all that you have. But I do hear that you have lined up the headliners for One Fest 2019, and you're going to share that with us here on the air.
We are.
Okay. Do we need a drum roll or something?
No.
How's that? Kind of weak. Not too good. So you've got a couple of the big bands lined up for us. Who do you have coming to One Fest 2019 so far?
Well, we are so excited to let you all know that Newsboys is going to be one of our headliners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Newsboys, wonderful band. We're so excited to have them. They're excited to come, and they will be definitely Saturday night on July 27th.
Well, cool. Again, One Fest is a Christian music festival. It'll be taking place up in Chippewa Falls on July 26th through the 28th. Going to be a great weekend featuring the Newsboys. And I know you're working on some other bands. Any that you've nailed down so far?
There's one other one we want to announce right now, and that is that Building 429 is going to be joining us on Saturday as well.
Another one of my favorite bands. Really enjoyed them. You know, one thing I remember in talking to the bands last year, they were all so impressed by how the festival went and the atmosphere of the festival and everything. I think everybody had a great time, even in the downpour on that last night. But it was just such a good time. Now, before One Fest, which is going to be, like I said, in July with the Newsboys and Building 429, you are going to be having a Battle of the Bands. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, ever since we had One Fest 2018, we've been getting so many requests from bands that want to be involved in One Fest. And so we decided that we would have a Battle of the Bands where we're going to have them submit a song that they've done, and from there we will pick 10 bands that will come together in April and do a public battle of bands in Eau Claire.
Cool. So are they going to send you like an MP3 version of that and email it to you? Or how's that working?
I believe so. Sometimes people have submitted via YouTube, and sometimes just MP3. So a couple different options, and we're working all those details out, and we'll be putting those extra details out on our website as we get them all figured out, hopefully this next week.
Yeah,
we have our next planning meeting.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. And this is open to all the Christian bands in the area, worship bands and other bands, or what?
Definitely. I loved the fact that last year we had a lot of our local regional bands part of One Fest, and we want to expand that. So hopefully we'll have more that are interested in being involved.
Very cool. And to find out more about that, you can go online to one-fest.com or email Heather and the gang up there at info@one-fest.com. I got to remember that dash in there. You can also find the ticket info and more info as it develops about One Fest 2019. And we are just excited to have a Christian music festival right here close to home. And again, you guys do an amazing job. Looking forward to that. And by the way, I know I talked to you earlier this week about our own Todd Christopher, who is a musician himself, being one of the judges for the Battle of the Bands. So we're looking forward to that. Now, on April 13th, they're going to come together, right, on the stage, the 10 finalists?
Yes, 10 finalists will come together on April 13th to have that battle where we have all 10 of the bands perform, and we'll have judges, including
Todd Christopher.
Yes, Todd Christopher. Thank you. You just said his name. He will be hopefully be a judge. And so, yeah, we'll have some involvement from Praise Network on that Battle of Bands.
Oh, we are so looking forward to that. That is just sounds like a fun night. And looking forward to all 10 bands being on the stage. How many of the finalists will actually make it to the stage at One Fest?
It's yet to be determined, but my guess it'll probably be 5 at least that would be able to be on the stage at One Fest.
Okay, Heather, I have to ask you a question now. We heard from you, it's been a few years ago, when you were just dreaming and it's like God gave you this vision for this Christian music festival, but it's something that was kind of new to you, but you went ahead, stepped out in faith to make it happen with the Lord's help and the help of a great team. Were there any surprises for you last year with OneFest 2018? I mean, all the details and all the things that have to come together. What do you think, what was your biggest takeaway from that?
That the atmosphere at a Christian music festival is just so amazing that, you know, you go to some events and people get cranky because their kids are, there's always something that might happen. I didn't see that at all. I saw people willing to help get people in by buying extra tickets. I saw people helping out when there was need. When the storm came through, everybody was pitching in to make sure that people found their family members. I mean, I just feel like there was such an atmosphere of God, and along the way with planning all along, I mean, he was there helping us out. When there was something that became a struggle, he showed us the way, and we were able to make it go.
So. Your hope, your goal for OneFest 2019?
Definitely that it grows. We have some of the amazing bands of Newsboys and 429, Building 429 coming, and we just hope that more and more people are interested in joining us and seeing what a great event it can be.
Okay, and I got to ask you one other question. Why a Christian music festival? Why should somebody go to that? I'm just thinking about those people out there saying, well, there's so many things to do. I don't know. Why should somebody set aside that weekend to go to a Christian music festival or maybe take their kids or their youth group, something like that? What do you think?
I would say if you love music and you love God, it's the most family-friendly place to come. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not just going to be listening to music. You'll have opportunities to get your kids involved in little activities that are Jesus Hands focused. Mm-hmm. And then also you can be part of youth group activities, or there's speakers that'll teach you about financial management and keeping God in your financial management. And so there's so many things that you could learn as well as enjoy the music and worship and praise God.
You know, I think something else about being part of a huge event like that, whether it's a big conference or a big music festival, Christian music festival, especially maybe for some young people who may be kind of singled out in their peer group because they're the weird Christian or whatever, here you're immersed in that and you see there's so many other people around you who love the Lord and they have the joy of the Lord and they're celebrating and it's just a great, friendly, loving atmosphere. A great opportunity to take your kids, your grandkids, youth group kids, or even their friends who may not go to church. What a great opportunity to show them what Christianity is really all about. So we are looking forward to it.
There was one story. Uh-huh. There was one story, sorry, of a lady who brought her husband who said, I don't know about this music. And he sat down and he loved it from start to finish. And he said he would be back right away next year. So even if you don't know anything about the artist or anything about Christian music, it is a great place to come.
You know, it is. And it's just a really, really good atmosphere. You don't have to worry about all the negative and yucky stuff that you find in some other festivals or events, if you know what I mean. So it's all good, all good, and lots of fun as well. Again, we are looking forward to OneFest. Mark your calendars. It's coming up July 26th through the 28th. featuring the Newsboys and Building 429. And we know more announcements are coming on the other artists. And also, if you are a Christian band, a worship band, you might want to take part in the Battle of the Bands. And you can find out more about that by emailing info@onefest.com and to get all the info on that. The finale will be on April 13th with the Battle of the Top 10 Bands, and then some of the finalists will be making it to the stage at OneFest. So just a lot of fun for our local Christian community. And Heather, I know it is a lot of work for you and the team, but we sure appreciate all that you do, and our prayers are with you as you're continuing getting everything ready for OneFest 2019.
Thank you so much, Darla.
You are welcome. And for our listeners, we'll have all this information as it develops on our calendar. If you want to find out some more details or the email or the website, the links for that, you can find that on the Praise Network community calendar that's on our mobile app and also on our website at praisenetwork.com. Heather, thanks again. We will connect with you soon.
All right. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you.